You know, there sure is a lot of disruption happening around the world right now. The fact of the matter is, though, it really, for most people, is not business as usual. I've been having really cool discussions with some church leaders that I know. And here in the U.S., we're really not supposed to be having groups of people meeting larger than, I think it's 50 people now. It might be smaller groups than that. 20 people, 10 people, I think, is even in our state, actually. The way that we have our church services on a weekly basis is really not able to happen right now. There's too much risk of people getting sick and spreading COVID-19. So that really puts a lot of weight on leadership. What does church look like in the event that we can't come together as a group of people in a building to hear someone give a message and to sing songs together? I think a lot of good can come from it. We're sort of forced to rethink what church looks like and what church is. I feel the Apostle Paul is doing the same for different reasons in chapter 3 of Romans, or really through most of Romans. But he's questioning their thinking because they've gotten used to it being a certain way. That if you follow the law, the rules outlined in their scripture, that you would be in God's good graces, that you would become righteous. But we know when Jesus comes that he basically says nobody upholds the law. That's impossible. You're going to break the rules. You're not going to be good enough, ever. And that's a tough pill to swallow. He's making them rethink all that they've known about God and how to live their lives. It's not about what rules you follow. Starting in verse 19 of chapter 3, it says, "Now we know that whatever the law says, it says to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be silenced and the whole world held accountable to God. Therefore, no one will be declared righteous in his sight by observing the law. Rather, through the law, we become conscious of sin." And then skipping to verse 27 and following, it says, "Where then is boasting? Is it excluded? On what principle? On that observing the law? No, but on that of faith. For we maintain that a man is justified by faith apart from observing the law. Is God the God of Jews only? Is he not the God of Gentiles too? Yes, of Gentiles too, since there is only one God who will justify the circumcised by faith and the uncircumcised through that same faith. Do we then nullify the law by this faith? Not at all. Rather, we uphold the law." I think they kind of actually had it mostly right, except they're missing the main part, so which makes it all wrong. Trying to uphold the law and do everything right and do everything that you're supposed to do, obey all the rules and live the life that you're supposed to live, that's not it. You've missed it. Then he ends the section by basically, are we implying that we just throw out all the rules? No. Because if you have faith, you'll follow those rules. You're going to live a righteous life. But without faith, everything else is done in vain. You can miss the foundation of your spiritual life by trying to live just a good life and not taking into account the faith that we're called to have. You know, concerns of the virus and everything happening around us, it's easy to see the negatives from it, but I do think that there's going to be some good things that come from it, even from the church. We have to figure out the core of what the church body looks like and how it fulfills its purpose, even during these times. I think sitting back and rethinking everything is not going to hurt us one bit. Although it's an awful situation, I think there's a little bit of good that can come from it, and I hope that our faith is stronger, that the church is stronger, and God is glorified. Thanks for listening today. I really appreciate you tuning in. So for what it's worth, those are my thoughts on Romans chapter 3. Hope it's encouraged you to get into the Word yourself. Hope you have a great weekend, and Lord willing, we'll talk to you again on Monday.